Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and I'm a little wet at the moment. I'm not going to lie. I'm recording this episode at the house and in my home studio. And what you don't hear is on the other side of this cement wall, it's pouring out. And, you know, you could be like, well, Marissa, you didn't have to sit down right now and do this episode. You could have dried off or changed or something. But I was in the midst of doing a bunch of things. And I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and sit down and record this now. But why was I outside in a downpour, you may ask? We have these chickens at my house, and they are also on the other side of this wall because it's a fenced in part of the yard. And like, you know, they just open up their pen and they can wander all day and eat ticks or whatever they're doing. But I heard them making a bunch of noise and I didn't realize this storm was coming. And then all of a sudden I started hearing the rain and I looked outside and all of them were just like huddled together in this like one spot, like as close to the fence as they could get. And I'm like, oh God, these stupid, stupid little birds. Their brains are so small. All they had to do was run real quick to their pen. They could have gone inside. But nah, that wasn't the first thing that came to their brains, I guess, because they're so small. but no, I went to go like check on them real quick because I saw five of them, which means one was missing. And thankfully, she was smart and in the nesting box. So we're all good. But yeah, so it's an interesting moment sitting here in my studio with some rain on me. It's fine. But I wanted to dive on into this because, you know, a couple of podcast episodes ago, I was excited because I had this car commercial that I did that is now airing in various places in Boston on like, you know, video form and stuff. And it's just, it's a really cool experience for me just because, yeah, I've done car commercials before. I have done a lot of commercials in my life, but like this one was a little bit different of a beast because it's just like, it's something new for that car dealership. And like, it's a new, I guess, like positioning of like their business. And me as a new voice for them, I'm like, man, this could like really open up some opportunities. So I just really wanted to do my absolute best with it. And I think it came out really, really great. So I'm just hoping they feel the same way. And I hope they get a good response and, you know, maybe business goes up or something. I don't know. I just want them to keep using me. That's really what I'm getting at, because who wouldn't want that? But when I was doing this car commercial, I did it in a way that we like to tell students to try to go ahead and like practice a lot. And it's kind of this like ABC 1-2-3 method where you've got these lines that you have to do in your script and you want to make sure that you're, I don't know, providing exactly what the client is going to want. And what I'll admit to you, most of the time, right, if I'm the one that is putting this commercial together myself, there's plenty of times where I'll just go to my inbox and there's a commercial waiting and it's like, hey, do this when you get a second. And it's just like a regular radio commercial. And, you know, I just go and I do it and I, you know, just send them that one take that I decide. And, you know, if they want me to change anything, they'll let me know. And we kind of go from there. But in this instance, this was a different animal. You know, one, it was a little bit more high profile of a client, you know, so it's like I wanted to make sure that they had things to choose from, that they had more than just like whatever that one take may have been. Also, like the way this was written, this was me kind of coming in and out of this commercial. So it wasn't just me, you know, like it had action happening where what's really going on is you see this girl kind of enter the screen and she sits down and like it's her first car buying experience. And then she is seen again coming in, sitting down. And well, now she has a dog and she needs something else with her car that's going to help with that. Or she's seen coming in again and sitting down. And oh, I hope that you can fix my tire because I just ran over this and it's a nail. And, you know, so it's like these different layers of owning a car and like the new things that you need with whatever vehicle it's going to be because of life changes and those kind of things. So she is the star of said commercial. I'm just the one that's kind of narrating what's going on. So my lines, you know, it's not like a simple paragraph script. It's instead one line, then another line, then another line, and like I think my tag getting out of it. And I can't exactly remember how it started, but like it was like from your first car, you know, like say that's the first line, right? Like from your first car purchase. So if that's my line and that's how things are opening, you know, when we talk about this like ABC 1-2-3 kind of method of doing things, it's involving different stress, different inflection, maybe a different tone, maybe it's less smile, maybe it's more smile, maybe it's a little faster pace. You know, it's like you want to switch it up a little bit each take and give them multiple to choose from. So, you know, 1-2-3 to choose from. So that way, when they are piecing things together, they can pick and choose at their leisure for what fits right. And that can work too for any other, you know, if something is not just like sentence by sentence, but it's more of a paragraph that you're, you know, like reciting, like it can still work there too if you take it line by line. You know, it's just, but you have to be able to kind of wrap your head around it as you're doing it that way. But, you know, when you piece things together like that, it can really hit all the points that they're looking for. And so, you know, again, if my first line was, what did I just say it was a second ago? Like, you know, your first car purchase, you know, maybe I'm like, from your first car purchase, from your first car purchase, from your first car purchase. So like I'm giving them three takes that are the same line. They're similar, but different. At one point, I actually got to a portion in my read where I knew that they were giving me a little bit of creative freedom, which I thought was pretty cool. Like, I did stick to what they had technically had in the script, but there was one line I was like, you know what? You know, when I'm thinking about this, I think it would flow better or feel more real or conversational if I did this instead. So the line was, "And your next destination," which was her coming in and sitting down, and now she's pregnant. And it's like, wow, life is changing, right? So I was thinking, like, destination, I understand what they were going for, but what if it's to your next adventure? And that's what was really cool, was being able to kind of go through this. And I was feeling it and what they were kind of going for along the way. So each one of these lines, you know, I was giving them those three takes. So looking at this script, now that I've pulled it up, it's like, from the start of your journey, from the start of your journey, from the start of your journey, to the unexpected turns, to the unexpected turns, to the unexpected turns, to new passengers, to new passengers, to new passengers, and your next adventure. And your next adventure. And your next adventure. Patrick Motor Group, with you every mile. Patrick Motor Group, with you every mile. Patrick Motor Group, with you every mile. So here I am doing that live with you right now. So that's not what I had sent them. But, you know, they get each one of these takes. They get to, you know, listen to each one and go, okay, I think I want this one. I think, you know, this one hits the mark. And I think I like this, and let's go ahead and use this. And then they go ahead, they put the little puzzle together. And, you know, she was actually really wanting my, you know, just feedback on it. And she sends me the video, and I take a listen. And I realized in my initial, what I had sent her, that each of my final line kind of wasn't hitting the mark the way I wanted to. It just didn't feel bright enough for what they were going for. They wanted some warmth. They wanted like care. So I ended up sending her more, and they were each just brighter. So it was more like the second one that you heard there, where it was like, "With you every mile." So it's just, I don't know. I was listening to it, and I just wanted to make sure that it kind of, you know, fit what they were going for. And that's the beautiful part, right? You're giving them multiple things. And when you work together as a team sometimes like this, it can just, you know, it's a matter of listening back. It's a matter of tweaking. It's multiple ears on it. But those multiple takes really do make such a big difference. Now, how can you practice this way? It's all about recording yourself listening back. Because honestly, it is very challenging to differentiate from take to take if you're not hearing yourself completely. And it just takes time. It takes doing. And it can be frustrating at first, I will admit. But that's why if you practice this way now, when you get into an actual session, it's going to go like butter. It's going to be smooth like butter, you know? And it doesn't always, like, I mean, I'm still over here, like, you know, this many years in, I will still go back and do more, you know, because I'm over here picking myself apart, like, yeah, nah, I think it needs this. Or, God, I could have done better than that, you know? And, it, like, we should always be striving to do better. But, you know, it's like, at least now, as I'm doing it, I pretty much hear what's really coming out, you know, but it does take time. So start practicing this way. Change your inflection, change your tone, make your smile bigger, you know, try to fit the vibe in different ways that are really going to help accentuate the read. And, you know, have fun with it. Like, let yourself, you know, go a little above and beyond usual, you know, and just have some fun with the ABCs and the 1-2-3s of it all. But we'll hit another topic here coming up for Voice Coaches Radio as my voice cracks near the end of this pod. And I'm going to go dry off now. But enjoy your weekend. A new episode is coming next week. And you can always email me, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. Stay safe.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.